How many of you still think you're in a nice world filled with loving people with unconditional love? These individuals will cost everyone every cent they have, including themselves, to destroy others, any and all others, to maintain their own lies, deceit, and greed. You are told that, well, we need Eckhart to testify as to exactly the circumstances of Green's notes, etc. Oh, why? There are the valid notes, all nicely dated and signed, and to prove further the intent of the notes, check drafts made out to America West, Green, and thus and so, endorsed and deposited or cashed. What in the world would attorneys need? Unless, of course, they are in cahoots with the enemy camp. And then to cry, no trust in me, is the epitome of the oxymoronic assumption that there are attorneys who would not lie or deceive. And why would this demand for attendance be forthcoming under threat less than a week prior to court hearing? There was never any intent of Eckhart's going to Nevada for this hearing, and the attorney in point knew it. I'm reminding all of you who have participated in the Institute that if you fail to demand of the Corporations Commission and authorities in the state of Nevada to cause them to cease and desist with this garbage, perhaps we will have to assume that you wish to lose. Eckhart's have kept you covered safely within the laws, and further steps are underway to ensure security. This is one reason the opposition needs to act this week, so that the Eckhart's will be away and unable to finalize the documents. Well, I believe with this warning underway, we will make some arrangements for some kind of coverage by third parties, just in case. Thank you, EJ. What will you do for an attorney? Well, I think that there will be at least one other who can see the case from, if nothing else, than the possible bank account. I would even suggest that Mr. Tipps may well want to finally answer the incredible position in which he is bound by his own moral ethics. There is no reason he can't represent all of you and actually be in-house counsel for the Institute. Mr. Green, through devious deceit, got Mr. Tipps to attempt some actions on his behalf which were both unethical and actually enough to cost a lawyer his bar club ticket. The point is that a corporation is required by the courts to have authorized legal counsel in good bar standing. So what if you can't get a lawyer? Well, my, isn't that an interesting question? Indeed, I believe that if you ever find your original 13th Amendment and hang all the lawyers, judges, and legal politicians, it will be a real interesting circumstance. So who, according to the Associated Press, are involved in the action against the Eckhart's and the Institute? Well, the list is long. Luke Perry, George Green, Rod McBroom, Leon Fort, George Abbott, Horton, etc. Actually, George Green claims that he has nothing to do with anything. Luke Perry's efforts have been thrown out of court for trying to get his stepmother's retirement money for himself. Rod McBroom is Eleanor's son, who has no connection to anything, but was proclaimed John's conservator unlawfully, and I will speak to this issue later. And of course, Leon Fort, who was supposed to be receiving his money as returned through his attorney Abbott. Abbott certainly cashed somehow the checks from the Institute. Mr. Abbott has been disciplined by the Nevada Court and the Bar Association for past indiscretions and an addiction to alcohol which brought disciplinary action. Is this the unconditional love that requires total love and allegiance to the adversary and persecution to the truth bearers? The Institute will make all loans good, and we're doing so in the case of Leon Fort, until they broke all the agreements, and George Green scattered some information around which would be criminal in nature regarding the Institute in his little deceit packages sent to everybody. The Wilmington Trust statements could only have come from Abbott or Fort directly to Green. Whether George wishes to admit to same and has in fact denied any relationship to the Institute, he was an officer and director. He took $350,000 in gold sent to the Institute, kept it hidden, and then took it secretly to Nevada and buried it. Still with all this, it has gone on now into 2 years, and nothing is done. Why? Because George Green claims to be in service of one of the intelligence groups along with other treasonous. What else is the scuttlebutt? Who else, then? Well, the facts are now coming forth that Gary Anderson, for instance, made a deal with the government treasury department, and spike courses are set up to get lists of names. And when trusts are set up, etc., they are watched, and then the IRS swoops down like the arresting buzzards. He was entangled with a bunch in an operation which might be referred to as Wolfgang, etc. And it seems that over 60 million, or billion, was stolen somehow. Now as to nice Mr. Greitz, the word is out that Greitz is in coalition with the IRS and other government strong arms. It is told to us by others, we have no way to check on validity as of yet, but we are assured that validation is available, that, for instance, it is planned that soon there will be special spike training sessions in Idaho. These would handle bunches of 100 participants or so, we are told, and all will be arrested at the ending of the session, so word won't leak out, but arrested nonetheless, and then another 100 will be run through, etc. Is this true? Well, I won't comment on that aspect of this story, because after all, Greitz claims I am just a 9.5-foot lizard who looks like Doris Ecker. I'm glad it's not the other way around.
Right. You better be glad. Although she does have these big dark eyes.
I certainly then would not wish to cause Doris Ecker any further problems. It is certainly insulting enough to be labeled as looking like a lizard, and, as was already said by him, Greitz, to not be as easy on the eyes or as entertaining as Jay-Z Knight of Rantha. It is also said Greitz et al.'s operation is all working somehow in addition through a white supremacist bookstore, which is somehow tangled up with a Mr. Flowers or some similar name up in Portland. I believe there are other names which you would recognize, such as Gillespie, Anderson, and so forth. I am reminded of my friend from out of state who used to share with you readers her Nostradamus information. Her initials were DJE, and she was right on every time. She did, in fact, write warnings to both Green and Greitz at least 2 years ago that what they were doing would be jail time activities. Those warnings were sent directly from here to them. They both thought them to be funny. I believe that my own attempt at prophecy in these particular instances is that jail time is a foolish assumption as long as the serpents are in power. However, when the citizens of this nation actually get the drift of what is going on and who is actually doing you in, they may well wish for simply jail time. To me, citizens, there is no greater traitor than him who claims God and nation in freedom at all costs, while having sold out to the demons themselves, the very brothers who trusted them. Is there no honor even among thieves? I guess not. Man has generally allowed himself to become unworthy of trust. God alone bears right of trust and faith, and it is up to you to discern the bringers of truth. You had best take another look at the real laws of God and creation. Let us leave this. At the meeting this afternoon, we will discuss with the other board members and businesses which might be involved this circumstance. I would appreciate any and all questions from those present regarding this writing while I am present to respond. Decisions, however, as to actions are going to be left ultimately up to you. I will offer any information which is available for your consideration, but I shall not now or ever act as a fortune teller. Unless it involves a direct safety and security of my immediate workers, so be it.
Thank you. How do you continue to go and go and go and go? Well, I'm a little sorry I didn't ask that you bring the writing from yesterday, because we talk about that a little bit. It hurts feelings. It's shocking. The emotions well up, and it's very hard to think clearly. What in the world could we ever have done, comes out, you know, to these people, that they would do this. that you end up in a nation based on freedom and constitutional rights and love of God. One nation, under God, indivisible. Your Federalist Papers were good. Your Constitution, no. It needed a lot of help. And help did come. And I haven't had time to comment on this yet, but it has been brought to my attention with some inquiries regarding what is listed as your 13th Amendment. You see, the 13th Amendment is truly the titles and nobility. That will appear in another amendment, but not as the 13th Amendment was written before it was removed. So what became the 13th Amendment regarded the physical, civil, and citizenship rights of slaves. I'm briefing it down. And then there is a major, major discrepancy in this, that they were given more rights than the citizens. But it all was given under the federal government. There are two United States of America. There's one for which basically the Constitution was written. Citizens of States United. And states were sovereign, only surpassed by the sovereign citizen. It didn't ask if you were black or green or purple or red or what your creed was, if you wear stars or crosses or smoke, whatever. But you see, you stand to lose everything you have, even in this Constitution, if you allow a constitutional convention. And how do you know that? Because they promised you when they had the first constitutional convention that they would only change a few things from the Federalist Paper. The paper being the laws of your land up to that point. They threw it out and changed everything. As the amendments came along, some things were shored up. But I want to tell you something. The greatest argument that your patriots get out there and pronounce on everybody is the Second Amendment, right to bear arms and have a valid militia. It doesn't state it that way, and it doesn't state it the way it is always thrown at you. The facts are that it doesn't hold a drop of water, even if you didn't have the government that you've got now that are going to take your guns. We can't do it all at one time. And some of the ones just coming into the movement with the power to really sock it too, because they learned to play the game. I told you early on, and if you can't hack it, then I ask you, please, not to burden us with your inability to function in this mission through misunderstandings or anything else. This was not structured here to get anybody learning how to ascend. We will get to the facts of spiritual evolvement. But anyone who thought they were going to join with my team sent directly from God as forerunners for that landing has got to know that this is a physical journey, this is a physical job, and I said then and I repeat, I will use my enemies to the best of my advantage.
and they make it easy. They keep putting themselves in a position where at one of these points they are going to knock themselves over. And I won't even have to blow on them to do it. But I do have to protect my people, and I intend to do it. Does that mean that nobody will ever go to jail that are my people? No, it doesn't mean that. It means you won't if you pay attention. Or unless there is a major purpose in that. I certainly see no purpose, no validity in that happening next week over some silly books and Mr. Green. On the other hand, if you once feel that for the integrity of the Institute, I want to tell you it's baloney. It won't make a whit of difference for the validity of or integrity of the Institute. It is sound on its own right. As structured. Is it in trouble? Good heavens, of course it's in trouble. How do you feel? But I'll tell you the idea that Mr. Green is now calling a Ponzi scheme, he has structured and is underway with it. Only something happened. He hadn't been able to get anybody to invest. And this comes from the other end, that this is the gold source. Unless, of course, he's gone somewhere else and he shipped all of so much of his gold away that he garnered from here. And the other sitting in the courtroom. But I'll tell you, there are some ones coming around now who were well trained in the government's own programs. And when I say trained, I mean trained. They have participated to the point where they can make that transition. And they are not understanding what in the world is happening to them. But I believe I'll be able to sort it out for them when the time is appropriate. And if they use blackmail against you, I think we have bigger blackmail material. It's working so far. Ones from the Banking Commission have been on the phone frequently, right up through your Texas man Gonzalez, to try to shut up Ron Jackson and all that stuff coming out in the contact. And it's getting to them before the contact is published. So it's coming right off the computer, right straight to them, which is easy to do. And they're a little concerned because Mr. Jackson is the one who knows how and did modify the Promise software that's all involved in the Inslaw case. Isn't that fun?
Whoa, yeah.
Really? I mean, he just is able to access anything.
Put in all the back doors.
Isn't it wonderful? And who backed them up? Oh, Mr. D'Amato. And our darling little Barney Frank. Precious. And how about Treasury Gate and Mr. Buckley? Well, we have one of the notes to share with all of our readers on Tuesday. The one giving some $33 billion to Saddam Hussein. You'll love it. Signed by Mr. Baker. That makes it your debt. Your debt.
Commander?
Yes.
For those in the room, just to verify what you're saying, I have it right here in front of me. I'm holding it up right now. Here it is. Very well done. Very clear. Going to make beautiful copy in the contest.
Oh, yes. We don't want, you know, we don't want it misunderstood.
Cash it.
This is a crew here that will not be scared. This is a paper that will not be stopped for those reasons. It was birthed, and it's taken this long, and it seems like a long time, and yet to most of you, it seems like yesterday you began. And the thousands of words that poured through, and you worried that you weren't getting enough distribution to get the word out in God and all of this. And I kept telling you, be patient because it's going where it needs to go. And as ones who have been stifled, buried, threatened, terrified, have an outlet, you will be swamped with ones who know. And it can become a voice that will surpass anything you have ever had in your lands. Oh boy, what if they get really upset with us? They gonna get through me, brother, first. I said I would win it with a word. Well, I also said you had to do the work. I give the word, you do the work. Now, isn't that exactly what they say in the government? We got to all sacrifice. You sacrifice and I'll lead. Yeah. Well, now how did old Dad know all this stuff to make all these little coincidences? Those are your little confirmations, Chilas. You've been patient. You will be finding ones who have stroked a craft. Try to get into it, really. Couldn't. You see, you can't get into one until we decide we'll let you in. And the surface of those craft are not like alligator skin, my friends. They're like the rear end of a baby. Almost living, smooth, soft, and you can't get in. And that's your strength. That is your strength. And why have they not been with Uzi machine guns to your door? Two reasons. One, you're doing nothing. You're putting out information in a free world press. You're using others' information. That's why we're very, very careful. And as long as it is presented in the way that we present it, and as long as the journals are presented in the way they are presented as magazines, etc., regardless of the content of the material within them, you are a digest, you are a compiler of information. If, however, like our friend Pierre just wrote, sir, what do you think we ought to do? I don't expect an answer from you about this, but I have these people want to translate the journal Spacegate, and they want $10,000 to do it. I don't even know what language they're trying to translate it from into, but this is, you know, after a lengthy letter, being quite cross with me for being cross with him on some other matter that didn't come from him. But obviously my response went right to the home office, didn't it? I'm not there to lead you around and tell you, you've got to listen to me, you've got to listen to that one, you've got to listen to the other one, and I've told you over and over again, don't come to me asking me to make a prediction as to the validity of this one or that one or the other one who tell fortunes. If you go and that sounds good to you, do whatever you want with it. I've said the same thing about my own projections. If you come here and you feel it is false, don't come again. Because infinitely truth will stand. Can there be errors in presentation? Of course. Are you so ignorant isn't the right word. The only one is Doris, stupid enough to just take anything if I say, oh yeah, Mary Jo, always, you know, seems like. And Mary Jo says, go jump in front of the truck, you won't be hurt. Are you really that foolish? Come off it. There are a lot of valid psychic projections and predictions. Are you not, have you not done your homework well enough now to be able to get that? Listen to what your guts are telling you. And measure it against the laws that you know exist. And you won't have any trouble. The only trouble that you have is wanting to do that which you wish were right. And if you can get somebody of authority to tell you it's okay, then you cast aside your conscience. So when we come back around to ones like Wayne, who worked, you know, as a police officer, and one like Ron Jackson, who worked absolutely as a security top assassin. There are only three around in your world of that quality, if you call that quality. But everything there is a best at. And what happened that one like Ron Jackson would finally make a switcheroo and say, oh my gosh, you have to see what has been going on and how you have been used. How you have been used following what you thought was what was supposed to be. Only to find that your nation, yourself, your brother, that these bastards were the instigators and organizers and the big wheeler dealers in the deal. And after a while, you open your eyes and some of that training begins to drain off as God begins to nag at you. And it's called conscience. Does it mean that suddenly the eyes are flopped open and I will not ever strike another man as long as I live? Don't count on it. Ones like that are so very good at what they do. And they have friends who are even better at what they do as a team. And I would not want to be in the shoes of the one that this one's out to get. And before this is all over, I know a handful of people who better be very nervous. We went through this with Gunther. I do not want you deading these people. But, sir, you just don't do things the way we do. I certainly don't. I certainly do not. And neither do you need to. It's hard to know the players. And I cannot speak of some of the things even in this room. I do not want them discussed. However, we got our friend Gunther as far as Austria. Gunther is a very, very important person in Austria. But there are a lot of politicians like the president of Austria that certainly doesn't want him running around, I'll tell you. So they've got it set up where you have to go through the president of Austria. Ah, but does this mean that Gunther has not been out or anything? Don't count on that either. But just know that they're going to keep him incognito as long as possible. But word begins to filter back. So we're going to have to bring in some big guns, some bigger guns. He's a pretty big gun, but he can't do it from the inside where he can't even get a dollar transferred into shillings so he can mail a letter. What a clever bunch of clowns. You can't get any calls in. And everything goes through the censors. You make a phone call, and the first person that answers is the Office of Naval Intelligence, USA, in Austria. Well, good. We know a friend's there. We hope it's a friend. But guess what? Along comes somebody else now. Who got control of a lot of things. There's a whole lot of things. Own some property. Citizen of. Austria. I believe that we'll get Mr. Rosbacher out of there. In a day or so. But those contacts need to be made. Because such incredible things are coming down in your world. That you will have the strength as a people, as a nation, to turn about this thing. I believe that it will be your last chance. And it seems that it is incredibly impossible. There is no way, Father, to turn this about. Oh, yes, there is. But you've got to do it on the basis of that which has been done to you. You've got to reverse the process. I will repeat. To make this transition, absolutely everything from within must come without. It is an opposite. And you've got to break through the strength of all these barriers that have been set up there. But this very day, in the United States of America, you can watch the federal government begin to pull itself away from all those laws made by the federal government that are literally unconstitutional, non-positive laws. Clinton is already backing off the Social Security Act. Don't miss the non-news. And yet most of the masses will never even know what the word means. Well, doesn't that pretty much mean, Dad, that you can't make it? No. I've told you it only takes one or two. But you've got to rebuild on a foundation of something. And that means you've got to get back something they've stolen. Well, that's being taken care of. Never underestimate. But you've got a long way to go. Now, I don't know about you, but I am tired of this mess. I'm tired of it wearing away at you. Except for one thing. What you know this day surpasses any legal, any legal training anybody has ever had. Perseverance. You've had to learn just to make it insanity from one day to the next to trust me a little bit. And never do I let you trust me enough that it's just, oh, you know. And I will discipline you if you try that. But back to this translation of the book. I assume that Pierre is willing to pay $10,000 for a translation of a book, except he is concerned about something else, not just the cost. This is Spacegate that he wants to translate, and these people want to delete a bunch of stuff. All of Sananda's work. They want to delete all the dates, you know, that make a dated material. Good grief. What does translate mean? I thought that took a language and made it into another language, identical to what you have. This will end up somebody in prison, and I reminded him it would probably be him. And besides that, Spacegate is very valid. On the other hand, Mr. Cooper is going to come into a lot of further understanding, which makes that almost obsolete, except that it's a good foundation upon which to build and accept the other things we're going to bring you about Majestic 12. Then Mr. Cooper's going out there now and saying, well, yeah, he doesn't believe really, and more and more and more information is coming forth that really MJ-12 doesn't exist. Oh, Mr. Jackson is a member of MJ-12. You name it, Mr. Jackson's been there. Indeed, we're going to have some more fun. And if it requires this paper be published on a daily basis, we're going to do it. I don't want to just publish these men's books or republish them. They need to be put out there as we're doing it, where the subject material is applicable to the daily input of information, integrated, spaced out so that man can absorb it. How much do you remember from the Committee of 300, for instance? How much do you remember from your own constitution? Dorma doesn't even know the amendments. And how many times has she written them? And I won't embarrass anybody in this room by asking you to recite, because I know you can't. And this is the most important thing in your nation today. Now, I want to talk just a moment about what has been told to us about John Schrafer. And I am not going to probably be accurate, but I believe that Gene would be the one that would know. And in the absence, if Karen or someone would like to make a report or let me make a stab at it and you correct me. I believe that what has happened is John has been moved and it's impossible to find out an address where he is. They won't tell. He is in the Sacramento area. Brother James says, oh, he's happy there. But he was in a bad shape when they got him there. He was filled with lice and other things. Now, James will be happy, I guess, to take conservatorship because all he wants is to manage the money, and he said so from day one. Terry is willing to accept a co-conservatorship with John's son, John, who doesn't want anything to do with his father. Happy love. That's undoubtedly unconditional love. And God loved Terry. Blessed Terry. Went in to visit John. And John pled to get out. Please get me out. And they sat there and they made a plan that Terry would come back and he'd spring him. And John was to do these things, and God love it, Terry came back and John had forgotten. So that went. When things go as I anticipate they will go next week, I'm going to authorize you right now, because I don't care who's listening to this tape. I, Hatton, am going to give you authorization to buy John. Go buy him from those damnable people. See what the price is. And we'll purchase John. And whoever serves as his conservator doesn't have to worry about putting one red cent into his care. We will assume every last cent of whatever is required for him. But you will not, as an institute, give away his assets into those greedy hands. If you are ordered to do so by the court at some point, we'll face that bridge when we have to cross it. I personally do not know where the legal proceedings are. It seems to be that Mr. Papps must go under the same authority as Mr. Dickey. Let's not do anything. I hope that everybody understands me clearly. I ask for him to be out by Thanksgiving. This is May. It has been a year. And this man was bonked on the head. That is attempted murder. Good grief. And every day this is allowed to go on, the legal system gets worse, and so does John. He needs nutritional care. He responded within 2 days to vitamins. It's now been months and months and months that he has been again deprived.
Excuse me, Commander.